Thank you, Justin. 2:37 here on the Sweet Spot. 24 hours from right now, we'll be joined by one George Dunham for a little Tuesday afternoon job. And by the way, if you want to help us fill up the pipeline with rent-free, rentfree1310 at gmail.com. We'll do that Wednesday at 2:15 again. Rentfree1310 at gmail.com. Send us your insanity. But right here, and we're very happy to have Justin back, but kudos to EA. He did a good job last week.
Always love when EA is with us. He's a grinder, works hard.
Brings good energy, good vibes. He does have irrational confidence, as we discussed, because I think he's trying to get on what the reality show, The Traitors.
The Traitors, yes.
Yeah, we shared that on Friday. But without further ado, let's throw it over to Monto, who's back and healthy. And we were all pretty entertained during Send News this past Thursday at 2:15.
Yeah, I mean, it's the one of the segments that I lead every week, so I like to prepare, and then if I'm not here, and if it's EA, see how he handles it, because it has been, in the past, a bastion of E-Breaks before. Mm-hmm. Like the one that I think Ham put in the open, where he called her Shannon Dorothy.
Yeah.
Was that the same segment that he ended with maybe the saddest story we've ever heard
where
on the
station?
Where
y'all were laughing, you were on a high, and then he was like, by the way, this guy cut his website off.
And then that was the end of the segment.
Like, there's your news.
Okay.
It probably was.
Yeah.
Well, I was in the control room, and I looked at your computer, and my goodness, there's plenty of audio.
Porn.
Files.
Oh, audio.
No.
There's enough to go around.
It's mine.
Yes, there was.
Not watching the China video again.
There was plenty in the 14-minute news segment that EA presented to you guys last Thursday. Let's just start with how he opened it, which I thought was pretty good.
Hello, folks. How are we doing today?
Hi, EA.
We are doing great, EA. How are you?
I'm great. As you know, I'm back into my journalism mode here doing Send News.
And what?
News, not
send
news.
Send News?
Send News.
Only he could make that one syllable word eight. It's pretty good.
And he messed it up a couple times.
Not send nudes.
Wait,
I don't want to send nudes.
Say it again.
Send news.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
No, all right. That time.
In my many years of journalism, I have never seen a criminal so stupid. Dateline Dallas, a man named Gabriel Yabara, good man probably. You think he's a good man, but he's not. He's
just
a criminal.
Him stupid.
He is stupid for what he's about to be doing.
Well, so that right there makes me think he's in Minority Report, that he's predicting a crime.
He's a pre-cog.
Yeah, he's about to be
doing. You might think he's a good man, even though I've already introduced him as a stupid criminal. But that's what he learned in his journalism
and
degree.
Just quick question. So the guy's name, I'm guessing it's spelled Y-B-A-R-R-A.
Yeah.
Is that Yabara?
It's Ibarra.
Ibarra? Yeah. I've heard it Ibarra before.
I think he got that right.
Okay. He said Yabara.
Yeah.
Same, whatever.
We're grading on a scale
here.
We're grading on a scale.
That's not one we'll take
that
to court.
Wasn't even a top 100
okay.
of what occurred last Thursday.
He also said many instead of many.
Yeah. Again, you got to pick your battles.
Many.
Saying journalism way longer than it should be, or criminal, or whatever.
I just like how he gets in a very aggressive mode when he gets into journalism mode.
Yeah. I mean, he puts his journo hat on and he takes it serious.
And we could tell from that moment, a lot of loud talking, projecting. We're like, okay, EA's got the, he's bringing the energy.
Yeah. I mean, the confidence and energy are there. The correct word choice, maybe not so much.
The police found him. He tried to put his hands up. He was stuck. The police drawed their firearms on him. But this is not the first time.
Drew.
Yeah.
Not drawn.
Drawn.
It's like a little kid talking.
Tried to put his hands up. He was stuck. The police drawed their firearms on him.
All right. You know, it's yeah.
Got out their tracers.
He also mispronounced this word.
But this is not the first time for this criminal in this building. $2. He has attacked this building twice before.
By the way, funny visual. He's attacking the building. The guy was robbing like a sunglass hut or something, and he's saying the guy attacked the building, but that's not what the word that he screwed up.
Building twice before. He first started on January 20th as he tried to go through a first layer of a double-panned window outside the store.
Okay. So there was one frying pan,
and you could hear me.
Okay. And they stacked another one on top. Yeah, we really
We couldn't stop him down every time.
No.
We just had to let him cook.
Look, we do news with ham every week. You have to, again, pick
gotta
and
pick
choose.
Your battles.
So is he reading it? He's reading double paned window and he's just
double-panned. And that's just funnier to me, double panned. But when we were going back through it, we were cracking up at y'all's reactions every time because it was always like this.
Okay. Look, we're being nice, okay?
Okay.
What a pity laugh at a joke. Okay.
Sound like you're inhaling a bong rip and trying to talk.
I probably was.
He's trying, to not laugh. This one I thought was really funny because right in the middle of the segment, he's trying to rip on the guy, and I think he choked himself. We may have to turn it up a little bit, but see if you can hear it.
This man looks a little too, I'm trying to say he's large, but he doesn't look like he's a man that can slenderly go down a roof.
I see.
There's another. I see.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn it up a little bit if you can't hear it in your car. Midway through this, his tongue gets in the way of his speaking.
This man looks a little too, I'm trying to say he's large, but he doesn't look like he's a man that can slenderly go down a roof.
I see.
Go down a roof.
The tongue will betray you.
Ladies. It
gets right in your way.
Yeah.
Stupid tongue.
I'm not saying he has full yak tongue, but
he's developing one. Let's keep an eye on it. This one I thought was really funny because, you know, we have the classic debate of do guns kill people or do people kill people? Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something. A gun that has another gun is the most dangerous.
Around 3:20 in the morning, a suspect vehicle with five suspects in it with armed guns.
Okay.
The guns themselves were armed.
Are these good guns with guns or are these bad guns
with
guns?
How can
we know? We need more good guns with guns.
armed guns. That was one that I heard live and I had to pause and be like, wait, how are the guns themselves armed? this one, y'all definitely stopped him down for it. It needed it because, much like when Corby was trying to describe dead people, mm-hmm. he called them past people. Well, we normally call police officers officers.
Hey.
Heat 2, Midlothian.
Budget restriction. Midlothian seems like a hotbed of crime to me.
It kind of is. Yeah. That's where Missy Beavers got murdered.
And the home of Becca.
Mm-hmm.
Stick it up your tailpipe traffic.
There you go. Maybe she knows what's going down with these police people and the criminals there.
Well, she is a traffic
officer, not
so
police
maybe.
People.
She might talk about this. Well, multiple police vehicles were damaged throughout the pursuit.
He was just unfazed.
Yeah.
Like, Ham's right next to him, correcting him.
Yeah, he's like,
he's just plowing.
He blows right through that stop sign. Doesn't matter. Doesn't even see it.
Childish term, police people.
Yeah.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a police person.
Police person.
A journalist. And
you know, given that he wasn't gendering the word, sure. He did just say person.
I mean, officers are
officer, right.
okay. Here you have EA playing doctor.
The car flipped over, caused one of the suspects to go unconscious, but they're all been transported with their injuries to the hospital, so I'm sure they'll be fine and they'll be arrested.
Driving. Which we stopped down at him saying they were transported with their injuries. They didn't go separately. But also, he went ahead and, even though the guy was unconscious, said he's going to be fine, don't worry about it. To check the chart.
Like, all right, we have Ben. Do we also have his injuries?
Yeah, do you have your lacerated arm? Oh, we're still waiting on it? All right, well, that gets here.
It's still at the scene.
EA already declared him fine anyway. We're good. Here, I think he was going for the word road rage.
Uh-oh.
And he got it confused. It's not terrible, but it was funny.
There's still ongoing investigation, but seems like a lot of fury going on the roads.
So we got on the roads, but fury on the roads.
Like Mad Max.
Yeah, Furiosa.
That's what I think is what he said.
No, he was searching for road rage.
He was looking for rage. Yeah. And he went fury on the roads. Which is a little strange.
Not as much alliteration there.
Here's another one that y'all could not Deary let Rhodes. Through the censor when he tried to say list your homes.
Airbnb wants to incentivize people to blister homes on their website ready for the World Cup.
Did you say blister homes?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe I did.
I'm not going to blister my house for any reason.
You're going to list your home on the website for Airbnb. So these people who are coming all over the world for the World Cup can stay at your house.
By the way, at the end there, it's coming in from all over the world. You're not spreading your seed across the globe.
All over the world.
All over the world.
Goodness.
I'm a blister house.
My life goal. Yes, bliss their homes. And then again, he doesn't even hear it. That's what's amazing, because y'all stopped him down.
Yeah.
And y'all
he didn't
go,
seem too sure what he even said, though.
No. He knew he just didn't say that, but upon further review, he definitely did say blister homes. Before we get to the closer, here is one more.
The person is going to pay you for hosting at the place. So I think this is a great opportunity. I own a few properties in the DFW Metroplex. I might do this.
Oh, wait, hang on. You're bearing the lead. You own property?
Yes, my family. We do a lot of property.
Your family owns
you,
properties.
Do you. But I, well, a lot of it's under my name, so.
Whoa.
All right, my dad's a lawyer. You can't just say, I own a bunch of properties when it's your 10-year-old brother who's putting them in your name so you go to jail for tax fraud. Like, he's told us about these before. Like, that was not news to us. Like, he's mentioned this before, but they're like his aunt's homes, technically, but
it was news to me.
Yeah, in order, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know if he has an account in the Cayman Islands or what, but they're under EA's name. But if he tried to touch even a cent of that house, he would not get any of it. But if y'all didn't stop him, he would have just been like, yeah, I got a couple of properties.
And we're not being mean to EA.
No, but you want to
just
clarify.
He's our friend, yeah.
You
we were just very
sure.
entertained by this segment. Like, yeah, learned
one,
about him.
There's only two people up here that I know that own multiple properties, and that's your Courage Boys.
Yeah.
Right.
Morning.
It's the dudes that have been morning drive for 30 years.
Yeah.
Not the fill-in
sin
news
guy. I assume
guy.
Nobody else has multiple properties.
No. I mean, I think Lando owns a couple of cardboard boxes.
Gosh, he's not even here.
All right, here is the closer, which may have been the biggest D-break of them all.
Do not.
It'll
care.
Help you out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Take the edge off.
That's the news, folks. I mean, folks.
EA, that was awesome.
You're the best.
All right, coming up next.
He caught himself that time.
He did. And that segment was absolutely chock full with off my cam laughing.
And that was one whole segment.
Yeah.
It was 14 minutes. We went a little long, too, and it was nice because our breaks were a little short last week.
Yeah.
So we're like, all right, we can stretch this out a little bit. We can go to 33 and still be back on time.
I really love that we have a new name for a Cowboys segment. That's the News Pokes.
Oh, well, him and I put this together as the new ender.
State.
This is the new ender for news.
That's the news, folks. I mean, folks.
With the off-mic laugh. All right, so let's leave it up to the board. Does Justin keep doing the news every week? Or do we hand it over to EA and his properties?
I think the track record of Monty's success and professionalism and not blistering homes, I have to give it to Justin.
But I'm not a journalist.
Journalist.
Correct. I would happily hand things off to EA. As long as I can continue to be a part of the segment, I would gladly let EA do it.
Yeah, I don't want to take this from you. You haven't done anything to deserve losing it.
Yeah.
You've done a very fine job.
You will not
now,
get
EA is,
here.
EA is awesome, and it's fun. But I think we have to limit it. We can't have it every single week.
You can't
week
be on a bouncy
him.
Castle
right.
every day.
Plus, he might join that show, that reality show.
That's right.
Traitors. Yeah.
He can send a clean feed to Scotland.
But
so
yes.
We're going to prepare for that.
Yeah, his days are numbered here at the Ticket due to his reality fame.
Yep.
It's just he's right on the cusp.
Precipice. Yeah, anytime you're out on a Thursday, EA is always welcome to fill in.
If I have
news.
Days that I have to burn, I will try
just
to make
up
Thursdays
Thursday.
For you guys.
But awesome. That was so much fun. EA, you're the best. Justin, you're the best. So much fun.